Good morning, listeners, and a very, very warm welcome to you all. And thank you so much for tuning in to Out and About with Leia and Tim. This is the program in which we draw the attention of you, the listeners, to events being held on the peninsula or nearby in the next 2 weeks or so by local community organizations, the service clubs, hobby groups, concert holders, and so on. We also want to help these community groups to publicize their not-for-profit activities and increase the attendance at them. I'm sure we all agree that the Mornington Peninsula is a great place to live. Beautiful scenery, beaches, sports facilities, wineries and eating places, great entertainment, lots of fresh air and very, very friendly people. There's a great deal to see and do here, but it's hard to keep up with all that's happening in a wide range of community activities. So Leia and I aim to provide details of these activities in an interesting, informative, hopefully helpful and entertaining way. Oh, and if it might be a good idea if you have a pen and scribble pad handy to take down some contact numbers of the event organizations that you might want to get in touch with if some of them appeal to you. Leia is my offsider who looks after the operational instruments involved in putting the program to air, and she also chooses and plays the musical interludes and generally makes sure I behave. My name is Tim. My 40-year working career was in the airline industry with TAA and Cathay Pacific Airways, and I retired 3 years ago to live in lovely Mount Eliza. Before we start today's community events announcements, may Leia and I wish any listeners having a birthday today, on the 12th of September, a very happy and extremely enjoyable day. Lots of interesting things have happened on the 12th of September in history, and I've just picked out two of them. On the 12th of September 1948, Max Walker was born in Hobart, Tasmania. And in his 68-year lifetime, he entered into Australian sporting folklore as a most lovable larrikin with a beaming smile, great sense of humour, and complete lack of a swollen head. Apart from being a qualified architect, Max played top-level Aussie rules for the Melbourne Demons before becoming a test cricketer. He was a medium-fast bowler with the most unusual action, and that earned him the nickname of Tangles. And when his cricket career ended, he became a highly entertaining guest speaker and author of 14 books, including How to Kiss a Crocodile and How to Puzzle a Python. I've read both of them and they're absolutely hilarious. So that was Max Tangles Walker. And on the 12th of September, a more unusual event, which has prompted, I'm prompted to tell you about because a couple of weeks ago, the first contracts were issued to Australian companies for the building of a fleet of submarines in South Australia. Well, on the 12th of September, 1624, that's nearly 400 years ago, a Dutch chap called Cornelius Drebbel, D-R-E-B-B-E-L, tested the first ever submarine. It was in London, and it was on behalf of King James I, who ruled the UK at that time. It was a leather-covered wooden boat. It had to be rowed. It had no engine. It had to be rowed onto the river, and it managed to stay submerged in the River Thames for 3 hours before it was brought up again. I've got to say, nothing more was done about submarines for at least another 200 years. So there's a bit of trivia going back 400 years. But anyway, happy birthday to all of you having birthdays today, the 12th of September, and good luck to everybody else listening today. And I think, Leia, you've got a piece of music that might be fairly appropriate for this particular announcement. Thank you.
I have, Tim. I have The Yellow Submarine by the Beatles that was recorded in 1966 and was the Beatles' 10th album because it became an album. It also became, in 1968, a British animated fantasy movie inspired by the Beatles. The song was written by Paul McCartney and John Lennon with the lead vocals by Ringo Starr. This is Yellow Submarine by the Beatles. Yellow Submarine.
I love that. I'm a total Beatles fan, I've got to tell you, and I just think that's agelessly good. Now, on to community events on the Mornington Peninsula and nearby in coming days. And let's start with some glorious choral singing. And is there anything better than the rousing harmony of Welsh voices singing stirring and moving musical pieces in unison? Well, the Australian Welsh Male Choir, which was founded in 1974 and is based in Frankston, is performing a concert of Welsh favourites and others at Ballura House, Talis Drive, Mornington, on Thursday, the 21st of September, that's next Thursday, Thursday week from now, at 1:30 in the afternoon. Now, I've got some bad news and some good news. The bad news is that this concert is sold out already, completely full. But the good news is that a second concert has now been scheduled for the following day, Friday, the 22nd of September, again at Ballura House at 1:30 in the afternoon and with a delicious tea provided afterwards. So you haven't missed out. You've got to hurry though to get tickets for this second concert. They are very, very popular. It's $40 for the concert and the delicious tea afterwards, or $35 on concession. And you must ring if you want to go for that Friday performance, 5975-2027. Speak to Monique, 5975-2027 for the Australian Welsh Male Choir. Second concert on Friday the 22nd of September. Second event, this time for pets and their owners. This event is called Pets Day Out. It's being held on Sunday the 8th of October, yes I said October, from 10 a.m. until 3 in the afternoon. It's being held in Ballam Park on Cranbourne Road, Frankston, and you'll find that park in Melways 103 B4. This is a huge event, so big crowds, with a jam-packed program of pet-related entertainment, activities, lots of giveaways, and it's for all pets. Furry ones, birds, fish, yeah, snakes and lizards if you want. And there's even a ferret race. And I notice on the program, the Rat Fanciers Society are participating. So when I say all pets, I mean all pets. It's guaranteed to be great fun, and it is totally free. Now, it is some while from now, Sunday the 8th of October. But there's a reason for why I'm telling you. I want you to put it in your diary. I want you to get your pets all groomed up for the very popular pet parade during the day, and get the family ready to get into the mood for this pet day out. Should be absolutely wonderful. More details are available, obtainable as well, on website Frankston Events, all one word, frankstonevents.com.au, or you could phone 1300 322 322. That phone number is 1300 322 322 for the Pets Day Out. So, oh, sounds terrific. I've got to find myself a pet to take along. And the third event in this bracket is for the attention of seniors amongst our listeners today. Road Safe South East, that's the people who cover our area, is combining with Vic Roads, the Victoria Police, the RACV, and driving instructors to provide a half-day information workshop on road safety, driving skills, latest road laws, and so on. Now, this is designed to cater for senior members of our community. It's completely free to attend, and it can voluntarily include a one-on-one driver assessment. In other words, you get in the car and you drive your car with a qualified driver who assesses you, but it's not taken as a test. You won't lose your license if you do something wrong. And incidentally, there's also a free lunch and refreshments. When? Well, it's on Saturday the 16th of September, so it's this Saturday, from 9:45 in the morning to 1:30 in the afternoon. Where? Rosebud Memorial Hall in Rosebud, easily found. Now, if you'd like to participate in this extremely beneficial Senior Drivers Expo, I think it doesn't give an age limit, but I'd say probably 65 upwards or maybe 70, but try 65. Please call Nancy Gardner. Now, Nancy's phone number is 0419-398-695. I'll repeat that, 0419-398-695 to register for that day. Attendance is limited to about 50 people. So if you would like to go along, and I think it'd be a very good thing to go to, please get on the phone as soon as possible. Oh, and you can mention you heard about it on this program. That doesn't do any harm. So there you are, three distinctly different events coming up in the near future. And time once again for some music from Leia. Thank you.
Okay, Tim. So I've got a bit of a different lineup this week. We've got Lisa Gerard. Now, I don't know if anyone knows Lisa Gerard, but she is an amazing musician. This is from her Best of Lisa Gerard album. She's an Australian musician, singer, composer who has award-winning movie soundtracks. Lisa Gerard has established herself as one of Australia's most groundbreaking and in-demand artists, singer and composer. Lisa's otherworldly voice, and in recent years she has become a much sought-after composer of soundtracks. She did the soundtrack in Gladiator, Insider, Whale Rider, and many more. And this is a musical journey. This is Lisa Gerard. You'll be hearing more of her in our further shows. So here she is. And this is called See the Sun.
There you are. That was Lisa Gerard with a very atmospherical piece of music called See the Sun. I rather like that. Beautiful. For our second batch of community events coming here soon, we're off to Peninsula Grammar School, which is in Mount Eliza. This school has an excellent music department that puts together a really good concert series throughout the year. And one of these concerts is being held next Wednesday evening, the 20th of September. It's called Horns of Leroy, L-E-R-O-Y, Horns of Leroy. Seven musicians who collectively make up, and I quote from their publicity flyer, a punked up, raucous street band who take brass music to a whole new level. They have built up a reputation across Australia for their New Orleans-inspired sound and their very lively stage presentations. So that's the quote from their publicity, and who am I to argue? They sound terrific. I think they do. I don't think hearing aids will be necessary. This could be a fairly noisy concert, but it promises to be a totally memorable night. It's from 7 o'clock in the evening until 9 o'clock in the evening, Wednesday the 20th of September, that's Wednesday, tomorrow week, in the Lewington Room of Peninsula Grammar's Performing Arts Centre. You'll find that at 20 Wirralla Drive, Mount Eliza, Melways 105 G5. Tickets to go to this concert are $25, and you'll find more details on the website Peninsula Grammar Music, all one word, peninsulagrammarmusic.com. Or you could call the school, call the music department, and they'll give you the details. But that, I think, sounds pretty good. That's Horns of Leroy. And there you go for that one. Now, do you live in Hastings or in the Western Port area? And if so, you're probably aware that Mornington Peninsula Shire Council is in the process of putting together a plan to improve the Hastings Foreshore Precinct for the benefit of the local community, for visitors, and of course to protect the coastal environment. The Shire Council is placing the draft Hastings Foreshore Precinct plan on public display in Hastings for 4 weeks. But they also want some personal input. So to achieve this, a community meeting is being held at the Hastings Community Hub. That's at 1973 Frankston Flinders Road, Hastings. I think you'll find that at 154 G9. Thursday the 21st of September from 5:30 till 7:30 in the evening. I'll just repeat that. The Hastings Community Hub, 1973 Frankston Flinders Road, Hastings, Thursday 21st September in the evening. This will enable views on the precinct plan to be aired and for questions to be answered on the spot by a representative of the council, architects and so on. So, if you've got an interest in the Hastings foreshore and its future development, here's a good opportunity for input. I highly recommend that going along. If you want to pre-book, you could RSVP to Coastal Planning, that's Coastal Planning, all one word, at mornpen.vic.gov.au. I'll repeat that, Coastal Planning at mornpen.vic.gov.au. You need to reply, if you can, by Monday the 18th of September, please. Oh, and whilst we're in the Hastings area, tomorrow the 13th of September, the 30-piece Royal Australian Navy Concert Band is performing two concerts, both tomorrow, 2 o'clock in the afternoon and 7 o'clock in the evening, in the band complex of HMAS Cerberus, and that's the Navy training establishment at Crib Point. Now look, this is a great band of skilled musicians under the baton of Lieutenant Andrew Stokes. They're very, very good. They play concerts all over the place and are very highly skilled. Now, entry to this concert, into HMAS Cerberus, is by the West Gate. You'll find this off South Beach Road at Wilson Avenue. It's in Melways 194D1. Attendance to these concerts is free. But please, whatever you do, take along photo ID of yourself. Maybe your driving license will be best to get into HMAS Cerberus and out again at the end, because otherwise you could be in the Navy forever. To book seats for this 2 o'clock in the afternoon or 7 o'clock in the evening concert tomorrow, call 5931 6012. That's 5931 6012. You will not be disappointed. I heard a recent concert of the band. Very, very good indeed. And it's a whole mixture of types of music. And talking of music, I think it's time to go back to Leia for yet another of her choices of music. Thank you very much, Leia.
Thank you, Tim. My choice of music is some piano, classical piano. I just love piano. I've got a friend up north who is a pianist, and I just love sitting and listening to him. So this is by Franz Liszt. And this piece of music was given to me by one of the presenters who he plays on a Wednesday afternoon if you listen to the classical and the opera show. And I was listening to it and I said, I just love that piece. So I decided to play it today. And this is the Consultation in D flat major. This is Franz Liszt.
Franz Liszt, one of great composers, and another of my favourite, Chopin, his Nocturne. It's very similar in tone and just beautiful and so soothing. You're listening to Out and About with Leia and Tim. And at this time in the programme each week, I give a short travel talk about somewhere far away or near that you might be tempted to visit. Now, last week was the State Library in Melbourne City. Today we're going to the other side of the world. We're going to go to Italy. And one of my very favourite places, the Isle of Capri. It's a place that has huge memories for me. Way back in 1958, before most of you were born, I was a very young Royal Marine serving on board HMS Cumberland, and the ship visited the city of Naples on Italy's east coast. On a day off, 18 of us decided to borrow one of the ship's boats to travel the 17 nautical miles across Naples Bay to the Isle of Capri for a few hours of relaxation. On reaching the island's wharf, we made our way by local bus up a very narrow hairpin road to the township of Capri. This is perched at the top of the small island. The island's only 6 kilometres long and 2 wide, with rugged cliffs and high mountain in the middle. And I clearly remember the little township, gorgeous main square, numerous open-air cafes with coloured umbrellas, lots of shops and boutiques catering for tourists, and Mediterranean-style houses, mainly white with colourful shutters, hanging flower baskets, and very attractive gardens. Now, I also remember, and this gets a bit personal now, that after strolling around the town, we Royal Marines devoted considerable time in the middle of the day to devouring quantities of two local products, peaches and wine. The warm Mediterranean weather and the wine made us feel really relaxed, and some might say slightly sozzled. So we decided to return to our motorboat and to find a quiet cove in which to go for a swim. We cruised around to the other side of Capri, around the island, and saw a lovely little bay with its own wharf and a big private house on the hillside above. Time for a dip, so we dived off our boat into the crystal clear, cool water. The only other person swimming in the bay was a grey-haired lady, and when one of our group swam near her, she asked where we came from in a broad Lancashire accent. And on hearing that we were all Royal Marines from HMS Cumberland, the lady extremely kindly invited us to bring our motorboat into the wharf and to come up to her house for some liquid refreshments. And have you guessed the name of the lady? Yes, it was Gracie Fields, much loved British singer and music hall star of yesteryear. In 1958, Gracie Fields was 60. She'd married an Italian engineer, and they lived full-time on the Isle of Capri, apparently very happily married, because she told us she didn't speak Italian and he didn't speak English. Amongst songs for which Gracie was well known in my age group were Sally, The Biggest Aspidistra in the World, Wish Me Luck As You Wave Me Goodbye, that's a real tearjerker, and Around the World. Her final Showtown appearance was in London in 1978 at the age of 80, a year before she passed away. Truly one of the most loved entertainers in Britain. This truly magical, unassuming and captivating lady invited us to sit on her terrace of her house with magnificent Mediterranean views while she served us with cold beers, cheese and biscuits and sang several songs to us. She signed autographs, told us about her life, and posed for a group photo, which is one of my most cherished possessions. Wonderful memories of a true star. An absolute highlight, if you go to Capri, is a visit to the Blue Grotto, or the Grotta Azzurra in Italian. This is one of the most famous caves in the world. It is only 35 minutes by little motor launch from the Marina Grande, of Capri, or a taxi or bus ride from the town of Capri. The cave itself dates back to much earlier than the Roman age, has been proved by the discovery of antique statues in it, an ancient landing place, an underground tunnel, all created a sort of a natural cavern. The name Blue Grotto comes from the cave being filled with shining blue reflections from the blue salt waters of the Mediterranean. And to get into the cave or grotto involves going through a very low, narrow, natural entrance from the sea. And this can only be achieved in specially designed boats in which you lie flat on the bottom of the boat. The gondolier then waits until the lowest water between two waves, at which time he grabs a rope and drags the boat through the narrow gap into the cave. All extremely tricky. Once inside, you'll be in an oval-shaped area, roughly 100 metres long, with a rounded ceiling from which fresh water falls like the first drops of a rain stream. The vivid blue colours reflecting on the walls and the water make a visit to the Blue Grotto absolutely memorable. Capri was chosen as the summer residence of two Roman emperors, Octavian Augustus and his successor Tiberius. And they built some very charming villas that have been well preserved and maintained to this day. And also a visit to the Charter House of San Giacomo, a monastery built in the late Middle Ages, is worthwhile. The Isle of Capri in Italy is absolutely gorgeous visually, and it's a very interesting place. If you go to Italy, please go to the Isle of Capri. And for the final group of events today, I'm calling on all lady golfers or would-be lady golfers. How about taking part in the annual Bendigo Bank Ladies Classic Golf Day? on Friday the 13th of October on the beautiful Mornington Golf Course. Now, this is being held to raise funds for a not-for-profit organisation called Dress for Success Mornington. It's to assist and support disadvantaged women to get back into the workforce. I think I've read about this. I think it's where clothes are provided, good quality clothes are provided by donors, who are then presented to people who are going for interviews for new jobs, who may be not be able to afford the clothes for the interview. It's a great idea. It's a fabulous day. A round of golf played in the Ambrose format. So actually variations and skills are not important if you know anything about golf. It's one where it evens out very much that people have different skills. Preceded by champagne and muffins, it's a delicious buffet lunch, prize giving, raffles and entertainment. The total cost for the golf, round of golf, refreshments and lunch, $60. That is extremely cheap these days. And if you only want to go to the lunch, it's $50. So either a very good value indeed. Now this charity event is not until Friday the 13th of October. But I'm telling you about it now because entries close this Friday the 15th of September. If you'd like to join in either the golf and the lunch or just the lunch, please call Kim Walters. Kim is at 87907214. 87907214, or call Sarah Lean Jones, 9770-0220 for Sarah. That's for that golf charity day at beautiful Mornington Golf Course with the great views over the bay. And I want to finish today with not one or two specific events on set days, but just to mention a group of community events that happened throughout the year at a number of locations, over 18 at my last count, on differing days. I'm talking about the very fine markets that are held on the peninsula in Frankston. From a quick glance at the list, the markets are at Bittern, Frankston, Mornington Main Street, Hastings. Those four seem to be weekly, and all other ones in the long list are monthly. I think the oldest, but I could be wrong, is the one held at Redhill, the Redhill Community Market, which started in 1975, has over 300 stalls, and specializes in homemade, handcrafted items and fresh homegrown produce. Now, the market I know best about and firsthand is Mount Eliza Farmers Market, which is held in the centre of the village where I live on the fourth Sunday of each month. This one started in March 2010 and is known for its high quality seasonal produce, its mixture of sales outlets, food stalls, entertainment. It's got some very good buskers and very informal atmosphere for the people that live there, visitors, and I've got to tell you, pets that seem to come along as well. Like other markets on the peninsula and nearby Frankston, Mount Eliza Farmers Market is a not-for-profit operation. It's coordinated by the Mount Eliza Chamber of Commerce, and members of the Mount Eliza Lions Club and the Rotary Club of Mount Eliza, of which I'm a member, help by collecting donations of $2 per adult for entry to the market. And I have to tell you that much of this money is reinvested into support of community and charitable causes sponsored by these two service clubs. Now, the community markets in our area are a great feature of life here for locals. They attract visitors from other parts of Victoria, are commercially worthwhile for the stallholders, most entertaining, and above all, highly convivial. There's a great atmosphere at these markets. They really are terrific. And I think they deserve our support. So please, if you're listening to this and any time you hear a market nearby, go down and join in. Now, details of days of operations of each market and their locations, because they all vary a lot, are accessible in our area newspapers and particularly on websites The one, for example, www.mornington peninsula.net.markets or www.mornpen.vic.gov.au. Those are the websites of the Mornington Shire. They have all this information listed. And so do lots of shops in your local town or village. You'll find them in the shop windows, the dates of the markets. So do go along to those markets, support the people that come along with their booths and have a really good time. Well, I've talked my hind legs off in that little segment. So back to you, Leah, for the last piece of music on this particular week's program.
Okay, Tim. So the last music for today is Ben J. Carter again. Now, we played him last week. As I said, I've been listening to him all week and I'm still listening to him this week. This is from his album, These Winters They Howl. And this album is a new album and only was just launched on Saturday, September the 2nd at Some Velvet Morning in Clifton Hill, Victoria. So he's a Melbourne guy. This is more instrumental, and this is called Lyle Canyon, and Ben J. Carter.
Well, there's a bit of toe-tapping music to finish up for today. That's really good stuff. We're almost out of time, not really, but nearly. And I want to finish by seeking your help, please, listeners. The success, that's a difficult thing to say, and usefulness of this program relies heavily on Leah and I obtaining information about upcoming events on the peninsula so we can pass them on to you. So, if you belong to a community group or you have friends or family that do, could you please let the person in charge of that group's publicity know about our program, about Out and About with Leah and Tim, so we can receive and pass on details of individual events. And secondly, if you enjoyed this morning's program, and it's, I think it's the seventh we've done in this series, please tune in again at the same time in coming weeks and tell your friends too about the program, because there's nothing, we really would love to have a large audience. If, however, you didn't like the program, something about its format or its content or the way we perform, or you have ideas how we can improve the program for you, please let us know. We don't mind criticism, and we want to improve if you feel we should. Contact with us can be made by email to the station admin, at 3rpp.com.au. That's admin at 3rpp.com.au. By postal mail to Peninsula Radio RPP, Post Office Box 2180, Mornington 3931. Or you could just phone into the station 5975 2650. And one last administrative point, by way of a disclaimer, and so you don't get furious with us, the information passed on today was sourced very recently indeed, but some details might have been changed by event organisers at extremely short notice. So please contact them by phone or email to double check the details we've passed on today, just in case there's been a sudden change. So that's the admin. I've got something to admit to you now, which is slightly embarrassing. All of my family live in the UK. I came here as a migrant on my own. I don't have family here. And I'm off to see all of them, every living relative, tomorrow. Now, this means, and this was pre-planned before the start of this newish program 2 months ago. So with some embarrassment, I'm off overseas. And as a result, the program will go into recess for the next 4 weeks. And we'll restart on Tuesday, the 17th of October. This is a bit tricky because we'd rather have had continuity, but it's my fault. But all this was pre-planned and I can't get out of going, and I want to go anyway. So don't give up on us. Please retune again on Tuesday, the 17th of October. I promise you it'll be weekly from then onwards, and I won't let you down by shooting off again. But that's it for today. I hope you keep well, have a lovely week, and everything goes really well in your lives. And we look forward to talking to you again very soon. Bye-bye from Leah and Tim.
Bye-bye.